Joe Borgstrom, who is with the Michigan State Housing Development Authority. Joe, how are you?
You're doing well, Tony. Good morning. How are you doing?
You all right there? You need a sip of coffee or some water there? We want to make sure you're all right.
You caught me pre-cough.
Sorry. All right. Well, tell me about this new My Place sweepstakes campaign. What is that?
Well, the My Place sweepstakes campaign is a campaign that we're running off of the Facebook platform. So if you go to facebook.com/myplace, M-I-P-L-A-C-E, 2012, what we're asking folks to do is to log on to the Facebook page and go to the sweepstakes tab and tell us why they love living in Michigan. We all know Michigan's a great place to live. We want to hear from citizens and from folks who are here who are part of the great state to tell us why they like living here. They can either do it in 200 words or less, or they can submit a video entry. We think Michigan's such a great place to live, but we don't do a very good job of talking it up. So we want to encourage folks to do that. And if they do, they'll be entered into a random drawing at the end of the summer to win $3,000 worth of furniture from Art Van as a courtesy of both Art Van Furniture and the Michigan Association of Realtors.
Why is the My Place sweepstakes a first of its kind kind of a program with a public and private partnership? I would have thought this would have been done years ago.
Well, this kind of thing, again, it's promoting the state from the citizens themselves, and that's why I think it's a little different than normally you'll see, more formal advertising campaigns, and there's been some very successful in doing that. But we're really intending for this to be more viral in nature, and we want people to share this with their Facebook friends and their Twitter followers, and we want to talk to the state because, we're very humble folks here in Michigan. We're hardworking. We love our state, and we just don't do enough about talking it up. So we want to encourage people to talk up, why they love being here.
All right, and all they have to do is go to your Facebook page?
Yep, facebook.com/myplace, M-I-P-L-A-C-E, 2012, and click on the sweepstakes tab.
Joe, tell us what you do for the Michigan State Housing Development Authority. What does that entity do?
Well, we do a lot of things. We do, primarily folks know us for our affordable housing efforts, and that is a major part of what we do. We also do a lot of work with helping to prevent and work with homeless folks. We do a lot in terms of home ownership, of helping to fight foreclosures and to help folks get loans. But we also do quite a bit in terms of community development. And that's one of the areas that I work in. I'm the director of Downtown Community Services. And we do, we work with the Michigan Main Street Program. We get to work with a lot of great downtowns like Old Town Lansing and Portland and Howell and Marshall. And there's a number of folks in Owosso and your listening areas that some great downtowns that we try to help them revitalize. We help the communities do it themselves.
If people want to open a business downtown, is it easier to find funding and help?
Well, I can tell you that what's easier is the barrier of entry. One of the silver linings of the Great Recession has been, we all know that property values have come down. Unfortunately, a lot of us have felt it in our own homes. But the plus side of that is that makes the barrier of entry of buying a commercial building much lower than it normally would have been, say, 5, 7, 8 years ago.
I find it interesting that Lansing has a good source and sense of development, but what's going on in Grand Rapids is just unbelievable. I've been over there quite a bit in the last couple of months, and from downtown to out in the suburbs, they are building and growing like crazy. Why?
Well, they've got, first of all, Grand Rapids and I think Lansing, we've got some very strong and very great regions, and they've all got different engines. And for Grand Rapids, they have a very strong philanthropic community there. They're all headquartered there. You'll see a lot of the families who've made their kind of family fortunes not move on. They stay there, and they reinvest there, and they make decisions as a business, entity, as a community all together. And that's a lot of a big part of their success is that they work together and that the folks who have made money from the community have stayed there and they love living there. They love being a part of Michigan and specifically in the Grand Rapids region, and that's why they I think they have a lot of the success that they have.
All right, Joe, thanks for your time this morning. Stay cool.
Thanks a lot, Tony. You too.